Natasha Ofili has red lips her entire life.
I was born hearing, and then I had a high fever at 18 months, and I lost my hearing at 18 months.
Ofili, an accomplished fashion designer and aspiring actress, hopes her photos will get noticed by casting directors.
You know how to do your stuff. Awesome.
Ofili recently landed a lead role in the short film Words Not Spoken. She hopes it's the beginning of more work to come.
For me, it's like art, like fashion and art. And when I got into acting, it was very emotional, the story connecting to the character. Like, it made me, like, it draw me into it.
The popular teen drama series Switched at Birth is one of Ofili's favorite television shows. In it, Constance Marie portrays a mother with a deaf daughter. She had to learn American Sign Language for this role, which she did in 3 weeks.
Working with actors that have disabilities is exactly the same as working as regular actors, but it just sort of opened a world for me as part of the deaf and hard of hearing community. And we have people in wheelchairs on our show, and we have all ethnicities, and it's so diverse, and it's really a celebration of what society should look like on television, in my opinion.
Many actors say diversity in this show does not realistically reflect Hollywood. There are a number of deaf actors working, but with small roles.
What are you deaf?
Think of.
One of the most famous and admired actors within the deaf community is Oscar Award winner Marley Matlin. The National Association of the Deaf, or NAD, recently honored her with a breakthrough award. NAD's chief executive officer, Howard Rosenblum, explains why through a translator.
She also broke the stereotypes and the barriers. People who see deaf and deaf people think, oh, deaf people can't do anything. However, she, by herself, shows that we can dance, we can act.
Speak to me!
We can raise $1 million in one night. And that's what Marley Matlin does and keeps doing by herself.
Established in 1880, the NAD is the oldest civil rights organization in the U.S. This year, it sponsored the first award ceremony to honor deaf artists in Hollywood and those who support the deaf community. Through an interpreter, Matlin said progress has been made, but more can be done.
We can do anything. We can really do anything except here. I'd just like to see greater creativity on the part of all involved in the creative process, whether you're talking about directors, casting directors, producers, writers. I mean, I've seen improvement here and there, somewhat, but I don't think it's necessarily enough.
Deaf artists such as Ofili respect Matlin's work within the community and on the screen. They say they're optimistic that shows like Switched at Birth are a sign of future roles. Dion Moses, VOA News, Los Angeles.